Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now 7 after the hour on another hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is with us in the studio in Washington as we put all of these noises together and concoct a radio program and a podcast at DJVshow.com. There's a reason, you know, one of my favorite expressions in the last year since I heard it from Joel Osteen, who was not the originator. I don't know who the person was who said there's a reason the windshield is so big and the rearview mirror is so small. And I think that that's more or less the reasoning behind what we talk about here on the program. If we're always talking about what happened in the past, you don't learn anything. Well, in the moment, hopefully when it did happen, or when you experienced it, whatever the thought or the action was, you learned something from it. But I think it's important for us to keep our orientation moving forward. So I say that acknowledging that a lot of people do get stuck in the past, and it doesn't do you any good because you can't do anything about it. Just now, let's move on. Saying hello to Joanna Bolivino, Josh Lowe, Chris Schmidt, Pete Kerriman, all listeners to the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here with the latest on Michael Avenatti, who's still running for president. Oh, wait a minute. No,
I think his campaign has been suspended, but we'll see. Maybe Kara had a very funny line. Maybe in 2060 we'll hear from Michael Avenatti.
Yeah, Avenatti 2060.
Yeah. So okay. Michael Avenatti was found guilty this past
week.
Let's
talk about who, for people who might not remember who Avenatti was. Lawyer to the stars amongst
others. Yeah, he shot to fame or notoriety, I guess, when he was representing Stormy Daniels, who is the adult film star who accused President Trump of having an affair and then issuing payoff money. Michael Cohen, also remember the lawyer for President Trump. And he's now been found guilty of three charges of extortion, basically, after he attempted to extort. And this is just so weird. I thought he'd be a little smarter than this. He tried to extort $25 million from Nike, and he did it on the phone after he told them what he was going to do, and they recorded his phone call and basically caught him. They called the DOJ. The DOJ was listening in. He threatened to publicize claims that it made improper payments to athletes, which Nike, by the way, never denied. He could have had him. That's the thing, is that Michael Avenatti could have been 100% right, but because he went about it in this way, he's the one that's in trouble. He has been in prison since he violated his bail conditions last month. He was convicted of attempted extortion, honest services fraud, and the related use of interstate communications. This sentence could be up to 40 years in prison, and his sentencing is June 17th. Now, he'll probably receive likely much less than that, but that is the maximum sentence.
Well, this is only one-third of the way through the various trials because he got other charges against him in a couple of other cases. This guy is a sleazebag.
Spending people's money. People would give him money.
Well, stealing money. He stole Stormy Daniels' money and some other clients as well.
Yeah, he kind of did a Bernie Madoff scheme, sort of. In a small way, he would take money from a new client and he would use it to fulfill the obligations of the last client. And he would use that money and he would keep using that money. And so people would wait for their win, right? He'd finally get a client a win, and they would never see their money, and then all of a sudden he'd have a new airplane or a new boat or something like that. So
I'm betting he has a shark skin suit in his closet, too. What do you
maybe.
He does have a lot of shiny suits.
Yes, he does. He's set to stand trial again in April on the 21st to face financial crime charges, including misappropriating money that was intended for Stormy Daniels. Then he'll be in Los Angeles court in May on May 19th for a trial to face charges that he defrauded clients of millions of dollars by diverting money they were to be paid to accounts that he actually controlled and then saying that their
settlement was held up. All right, so how is justice served if he doesn't get sentenced until June? Why isn't he sentenced? What do they have today? You know, we're in February, for heaven's sake. So what? We've got to wait 4 months? What is there to be done in 4 months?
It's the court backlog. I agree with you.
Guilty. Okay, I sentence you to 20 years in the slammer. Next case. What's the big deal?
There's always that gap, and I don't know. I can't explain to you why, but it's pretty common that there's a gap.
Yeah. All right. All right, no swift justice there under the circumstances. All right, so Attorney General Barr has been a lightning rod for a lot of comments over the last week or so, and now it looks like Justice Department people, either who work there now or who did, whether they were Democrats or Republicans, it doesn't seem to make any difference. Barr, they say, should resign. Is he going to?
Well, we don't know what their political slant is. We just know that there were, over the weekend, 1,100 or so former Justice Department.
Some of them are Republicans and some of them are Democrats.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. We don't know exactly what the makeup is, but we know that they worked under different administrations, both Democrat and Republican. But there are 1,100 former employees, so they're not currently there, that are working, saying that he should resign. I don't know what that is for other than political momentum. They're saying that he should resign because of one of the things last week is something that we spoke about here on the program, is that Roger Stone, also sentenced months after his conviction, Roger Stone was supposed to be, or it was recommended, federal prosecutors recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence for Roger Stone. And Roger Stone was convicted of doing exactly some of the things that are serving us in Congress have been convicted of or accused of, and they're walking around freely. So it seemed a bit over the top, and President Trump tweeted about it. Well, at the same time, the Attorney General had already started looking into that, saying, wait a second, this seems like we're making an example of him. And so people were saying that he was responding to Trump's tweets. And he did this whole big story on ABC News on Friday, I think it was last Friday that it aired, where he said, I had already started this investigation and the president tweeting is actually making it impossible for me to do my job in the right way because it looks like he's trying to influence me when I'm already doing this stuff on my own. So whether or not he'll step down, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a feel for him. Looking at him, I don't have a feel for him or Pompeo. I don't get anything when I look at either one of them, frankly. You know, I don't get any energy. I don't get any vibes. I don't get much of anything out of the two of them. Maybe that's good because they should not be, their personalities shouldn't be bigger than the job. And that's what happens so often here. These people that get into these positions, they use them for their own purposes, much anything else. And they, you know, the job is secondary to them and their import. So, and it's, I don't know, just, I think it's part of the problem with our justice system, with the whole system itself needs to be, we need to reflect on it and change some of the things it seems to me that are part and parcel of how the company sort of, I mean, the country seems to have this frailty here and there. Do you know what I mean? There's people who trust this and they don't trust that about the government. And I think the legal system is one thing that people, whether it's national, regional, local, they just don't trust the legal system. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Meanwhile, I thought it was interesting, all of the candidates, Bernie and Joe and Amy and Elizabeth Warren and Pete, all universally going after Mike Bloomberg. They call him Money Mike.
Well, it's not a surprise, especially with Bernie and with Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
They've not been big fans of billionaires for a long time. Did you see Bernie got interrupted by topless protesters in Nevada?
No, I didn't see what happened. Oh, my.
Give him another heart attack again.
Bernie and the topless bunch. What are the numbers?
You know, come on.
By the way, what do the numbers look like in Nevada at the moment? Anybody watching that?
It was Bernie and Biden. Let's take a look. Real clear politics. Yeah. See what's happening.
And when is North Carolina? Is this weekend?
No, Nevada is this weekend on the 22nd, and then South Carolina is the following Saturday, and then Super Tuesday. Now in Nevada, the Real Clear Politics average, so this takes in the whole body of stuff. Sanders at 21, Biden at 18, Warren at 12, Steyer at 9, at 9.5, Buttigieg at 9, and Klobuchar at 7.
Any surprises there?
No. The only thing is that the unions are kind of coming out and speaking harder up against Sanders, but I think it's still his to win.
Why?
Elizabeth Warren needs to come in second.
What's the union? There's lots of
Well, typically unions. Typically, unions and Hispanics like Bernie Sanders, and that's what fills Nevada. So I would be surprised if they didn't. But now there is a group that's spending a lot of money running against Bernie, and I don't know who's paying them. I guess one of his other opponents probably, saying that if you vote for Bernie Sanders, you're going to lose your health care the way it is now. And that's true, but that messaging has started to resonate a bit. I don't know if it's going to be enough to knock him off out of first place, but...
All right, 16 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Hey,
I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, next up here, a couple of items that focus on our borders and our security here. This thing sends me, I agree with the Trump administration, 150% on the officers coming into California and other of these sanctuary cities to chasm. This is Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. So the number of cities that are taking in these people are under question. So what do they actually do with them, though? I mean, okay, they come in and say, you can't do that. So do they arrest the ICE people, arrest people in the mayor of Los Angeles for letting L.A. be a sanctuary
city? They
should,
because they're harboring criminals, but they won't do that. I'm sure that's truly what should happen. But the thing that people don't understand about sanctuary cities is this is not like sanctuary where you're not going to be, you know, roused from your bed or gone after. The ICE members go in to go after people who have already committed crimes, mm-hmm. who need to be sent back to their country of origin. And for these big cities, mine included, to try to stop that is just... it's ridiculous. I have a friend who lost her son, whose son was shot and killed by an illegal alien, and when he was let out of prison, all she wanted to know was that they were deported, and the state of California blocked every attempt that she made.
To find out where he was, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's outrageous. That's un-American, in fact, I think, from top to bottom. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Watching the Ken Burns country documentary on the plane coming back. I'd seen most of it, but some pieces I hadn't seen, including the part where Olivia Newton-John won the country female singer of the year, I think, in 1971, and how upset the people in Nashville were about that, because she wasn't rooted in country, and people didn't think that she was a country singer, but she won the award anyway. So anyway, she's done a lot of great things in her career, both as a focus on the career and then the inspiration she's given to all who have to deal with breast cancer in one way or another. And now she shared the latest update on this diagnosis. She's 71, in case you didn't remember that. She made an appearance on a talk show in Australia, revealing that she's feeling fantastic. She said, "I'm feeling really well, doing really well. Thank you for your love and support. I really appreciate it." As she was asked by the host of the program if her cancer was stage 4, she responded it was, adding that she doesn't believe she has stage 4 cancer anymore. Usually stage 4 cancer is a one-way trip out. So although some people can last with it, I've told the story about Tony, my former wife, who has stage 4 breast cancer for 21 years. So it finally got to her. And she said, Olivia Newton-John said some of the same stuff that other people who have done well, or at least, I mean, doing well is relative. If you survive and you can have any kind of quality of life with stage 4, any kind of cancer, it's pretty amazing. She said, "I believe your belief system is part of the healing. At my last MRI, which is an exam where they look inside things showed up shrinking, going away, staying the same. I'm living well, and I'm feeling great." So
that's good, because after this last round, when she made the announcement that it had returned, I think I think a lot of people thought, uh-oh, this is going to be the end. Yeah. But good for her. That's great.
Oh, well, Tony, she had one of her arms amputated. Lymph nodes were all worked up again, and then she just decided not to fight it anymore. But it's a really horrible disease. It gets into your bones, into your lungs, into your brain, lymph nodes. It's just horrible. So anyway, she's been fighting this since 1992. Think about that. What is that, 28 years? 1992 to now? Yeah. She was 20.
So many people just have that cancer gene, and it just plagues their whole life. So sad. Oh.
Yep. All right, let's see what else we have here from the music sector here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you, and me. There's an NSYNC movie in the works.
Thank God.
This is a big buzz on this, Jennifer. TriStar Pictures acquired an untitled feature film about NSYNC super fans. So Lance Bass, who's...
I didn't want to make the announcement, but yes, it's
I was going to say, this is about you, right?
Right. Uh-huh. It's described as a girl's trip. A girl's trip meets Pitch Perfect, film inspired by the true story of the two best friends from Park City, Utah, who used to game show earnings by, they bought a motorhome, used the money for that, and traveled to the U.S. to catch Justin Timberlake and Joey Fatone and Lance Bass and Chris Kirkpatrick. J.C., is it Shazaz? I don't know.
Shazay,
him too. When they were going around on their fourth and final national tour, Lance Bass has said that music will play a major role in the film, which could possibly be turned into a Broadway production. That would be surprising, wouldn't it, with all these musical Broadway shows. Joey Fatone recently asked about the possibility of a group reunion. He said, quote, "It's not a no, but it's not a yes. Because the thing is, we may come up with an idea that may not work for all of us. We're now in our 40s. We have children now. The backstage
get over it. Look at New Kids on the Block. They're fine.
Yeah.
Boys, fine.
I think what he's saying but not saying is it depends if Justin wants to do it.
Yeah. Right.
Come on,
okay,
Justin.
Well, so
step off the balcony in New Orleans and get back on tour. It'll be good for you.
Okay, so there's the latest from NSYNC for NSYNC fans. Here, 28 after, this is the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In Florida, a horrendous crash in the final lap of the Daytona 500. Ryan Newman's car flipped. He's rushed to the hospital after the fiery crash on the track. Denny Hamlin winning the race and in an interview with Fox saying, number one, we are praying for Ryan. The very latest now on the coronavirus. Delta Airlines warning passengers who are on Delta Flight 611 on February 6th from Honolulu to Japan about a Japanese couple who were on board who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. 200 passengers on board that flight receiving alerts from the airline. Right now, almost 75,000 people diagnosed with the coronavirus around the world. More than 1,700 people have died. And President's Day observed in the United States. Banks, the post office, and Wall Street closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're back in the saddle again. Hello, it's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Terry Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can subscribe to our podcast on the Apple Podcast app if that would turn you on and excite you. Help yourself to all of that good stuff. Victoria spent the weekend in Atlantic City, and I want to get to the heart of that after we talk about, well, it was Valentine's Day weekend, so there are a lot of great stories floating around of people and the things that they did. It was probably a normal weekend for a lot of people who have been together for a while. Maybe they're new lovers and friends that had exciting weekends. But here's the story of a couple that's been, I think I saw this and I'm glad you picked it out, Victoria, as something, because they've been, this couple married, what, 86 years or something? There's some wild number. How long?
80.
Have been,
yep.
80.
They actually just, yeah, this couple is actually they're from Texas, John and Charlotte Henderson. They are on record with the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest living couple on Earth. And so they set a new record on Friday as they celebrated their 80th Valentine's Day together. They actually got together, this is kind of quirky, they got together the same year that Gone with the Wind hit theaters. If you put that in context. Now, John is, get this, he's 107 years old, and Charlotte is 105. They just celebrated their 80th wedding anniversary last November, and they have been sweethearts for 85 years.
and they got married in 1939. And so, but they both say they were on the Today Show with Jenna Bush Hager, and they both said that it doesn't seem like it's been that long, and that time has flown by. And they met in a zoology class at the University of Texas in 1934 in the middle of the Great Depression, and John was a football player for the Longhorns, and he was seated right behind Charlotte in class, and they immediately took to each other, and that was pretty much it. Yeah. They've been together ever since, and they went out for their first date. They went for a Coca-Cola because it was still Prohibition. And then they were married 5 years later, the same year that World War II began. And then 80 years later, here they are. And she said, so John said that every year on Valentine's Day, he cooks a homemade meal for his Valentine. And he always has
a
love note. 107, he's still doing it. And yep, and a little love note every year with a handmade Valentine. And Charlotte said that John is still very romantic, which is pretty remarkable after 86 years together.
Yeah, very sweet. Nicely done. Cute. So you went to Atlantic City over the weekend, Victoria. Did you stay at the Hard Rock? Where'd you stay?
We went to the Borgata. So it was nice. I'd actually never been to Atlantic City, even though I'm from New Jersey, but,
Really?
It was fun. We were only there for two nights. We checked out because it started to get a little crazy. We checked out on Friday, and came home, but, it was nice. It was a lot of fun. My husband likes to gamble a little bit, but I don't really care about it. So I was telling Jen earlier, I was playing video poker and I had no idea what I was doing, and I was losing money, and then I hit all the buttons the wrong way, and then I won $40. So it's kind of all over the place. And then I lost it. Then I lost the $40.
That's
later,
how it goes.
So.
When it
goes. When you're there, lose the money.
Yeah,
the Hard Rock Cafe there in Atlantic City has unveiled some new machines that are in the casino but are activated and played by gamblers over the Internet. Did you see any of that or have any conversation? It is, right. It's new.
I'm surprised it's legal, actually.
The new stuff. Well, there's a lot of Internet gambling now.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, these are remote-controlled slot machines that, according to the people in Atlantic City anyway, are the natural outgrowth of live dealer table games. I don't know enough about this to sound like I have any knowledge or credibility.
Well, you just go
whatsoever.
On to the app and you can play slot machines. You have to wait in line because it's regulated, so there are only 12 machines. So you wait online, and then you can play. I think there's a time limit on it, too.
So
it's like playing any other
game,
like a video game, but it's just a slot machine, and you can actually win real money.
Could you see this extending to, for example, we always talk to Adam from betonline.ag. Could they offer something like this online at our online betting site as well? Is that something that
would be interesting? Yeah, it's going to be really heavily regulated already with sports betting. You have to do it in particular ways. That was one of the things. Wasn't it Chris Christie that actually got behind the legalizing of online sports betting? Wasn't it him?
He was against it for a very long time.
Oh, against
it.
Okay.
Yeah, he was against it. Yep. Or he just left office and then they passed it. Actually, I think that is what happened. Governor Murphy came in and then, and they passed it. It's already brought in $22 billion to the state in 1 year. It's amazing.
That's what all that stuff does. And let's see what they squander, how they waste
business,
that money.
Yeah.
Also, Victoria, there's a story out of Puerto Rico I wanted your input on.
Mm-hmm.
$2.6 million. They are out because somebody's running a phishing scheme, P-H-I-S-H, against them, the scam.
We talk about this all the time in the tech report. This is, you have to be so careful. Somebody in the Puerto Rican government in finance got an email saying that the banking account information had changed. They followed a link to what turned out to be malware and a website that would basically fish $2.6 million. They transferred the money thinking that it was going into the right bank account, and it went to a bunch of scammers. So anyone can fall for this. You just have to be so careful because phishing scams are really up now in numbers because people are just, and the emails look so official. It looks like it came from your bank. So you have to really, really be careful.
In honor of Valentine's Day and timed accordingly, a bill to make mandatory vasectomies in Alabama has been introduced. This is in response. Yeah.
Mandatory for whom? I mean, obviously men, but like what, right. of a certain age? Or
and his own,
yeah, and why?
Yeah, I don't
well,
get it.
The bill is House 238, introduced by Representative Rolanda Hollis. She said, under existing law, there are no restrictions on the reproductive rights of men. She's upset about the abortion ban in Alabama.
And oh, so I get okay.
Yeah, see, she says that it's meant
well,
this
it's
bill
actually
is
not really,
meant
I mean,
to neutralize the abortion bill ban.
Yeah, obviously it's making a point. If abortion affected men and men's bodies were no longer under their own control, it wouldn't even be an issue. It would be resolved right away. Nope, no one's going to tell us what to do with our own bodies. And so she's raising an excellent point that women have made for a lot of years. Women have said the same thing. Well, if we had mandatory vasectomies for men, this wouldn't be an issue.
Well,
it's just, I don't know, I hate to, you know, spoil our Cheerios this early in the morning, but I mean, for me, it's not necessarily about, you know, whose fault it is. It's about once you're in that situation, everybody needs to step up. Do men need to step up? Yes. But is it still okay? I mean, it just depends on when you think life exists. And I believe it's when there's a heartbeat. And so it's still a hard argument for me to say that somehow it makes abortion okay if we start off, you know, if we make the point that men would do the same thing if they were, if they had the opportunity. I don't know. That one doesn't fly for me. I mean,
what, having the vasectomy?
Look, because I think the argument is, well, if it were men that were being pregnant, right, biologically the ones who were carrying a baby, that abortion would be legal and it would be fine. I think the argument goes beyond that for me because I feel like when there's a heartbeat, there's life. And so whether it's in a man's gut or a woman's uterus, that it's still an issue of whether or not you're going to end a life or not.
I mean, there's plenty of normal people who would still have an issue with it. I think that the point that she's making is that men are the ones who are in power who are making those
mm-hmm.
decisions.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And
point.
That if it impacted them, that they wouldn't
right.
care about that point anymore. They would just mm-hmm. want to do what...
Right. No, I yeah. totally get what she's doing. I just don't know that it would make that much of a difference in changing my mind on it, basically.
Well, but it ought not to be tit for tat, pardon the expression, but I think that there are circumstances in which men should be, however you do it, the population needs to be curtailed, needs to be curbed. And in some circumstances where people are irresponsible, but then you get into legislating personal, you know, reality, personal freedoms, and it's just, come on, educate yourself as to what it is that goes on. There are so many people who are trying to have babies that can't under the circumstances. You know, there's another sort of side story there. And speaking of that, this is a wonderful story about a lady named Karen Moore and her husband Dustin. They have tried for the past 9 years since they got married to have children, and they couldn't. So they adopted a daughter. They went this past weekend from California to Denver to pick up this bundle of joy. And so they got on the plane to come back yesterday from California on a Southwest flight, and something unexpected happened at 35,000 feet. Ms. Moore says that they were fretting over paperwork and traveling with a baby and all of the things that they were worried about, and their experience was quite traumatic. So anyway, they were flying from Denver to Long Beach. They got... they were kind of sitting in the back of the plane with a little baby. A couple of flight attendants knew what the story was. And then they went on, you know, how on Southwest flights, a lot of times the flight attendants are pretty chipper and they're always talking to the passengers about this, that, and the other thing. So two of the flight attendants got on the squawk box and started talking about these folks with their new baby. And there was as a result of that, there was a wonderful sort of chiming in, if you will, with all the people that were on the plane. They had 10-minute celebration. So that's that. In a matter of moments, what's going on with foreign donations coming into American schools? That's up next. Don't forget our podcasts. We have lots of different podcasts, or I do, because of the different programs that I do, including the American Family Farmer. Well, we're one of the more recently posted American Family Farmer episodes focuses on how to get milk from a banana. get into that one way or another. But there are all kinds of things aimed at helping connect the food, the families, and the farm. That's what the American Family Farmer is all about. So for great ideas on farming and things that are going on in your food supply, check it out every week, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Some wireless companies want you to spend your tax refund with them. At Sprint, we're doing things differently. We say, keep your refund. You heard that right. Get the Samsung Galaxy S10 for $0 a month when you switch. Yep, $0 a month. Plus, Sprint's offering a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. While I think their network and savings are great, you don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out and see for yourself. So, what are you waiting for? Head to a Sprint store today for a fabulous deal on Samsung Galaxy S10.
There's never been a better time to switch and get the Samsung Galaxy S10 for $0 a month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Galaxy S10, $0 a month after $31.25 a month credit. Apply within two bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines of service for 30 days.
Saver, Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D, you save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
From computers to smartphones to the auto industry, and yes, even your kitchen, the effects of high tech are everywhere. And that's the case with the new tech-infused LG InstaView fridge with Kraft Ice. What's InstaView? We asked David Oyegi from LG.
Most of your home parties either start or end in the kitchen. And with InstaView, basically you knock twice on the door, it lights up a glass panel and allows you to see into the fridge.
And what is Kraft Ice?
With our Kraft Ice maker, it makes 3 2-inch spheres at a time, takes about a day to make them, and then when they're ready, dumps it into the ice tray. And that ice tray will hold about 25 spheres. If you're having a party and you fill up your 25 spheres, just put them in another container and keep going.
Find out more on LG's InstaView fridge with Kraft Ice at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After the hour now here on the DJV program with our focus now on how to improve your home. Yeah, we have lots of, this is a program that has been referred to over the years, and a lot of people call a morning show some of the old generalists who did the information-based morning programs. It's a full-service program, and in light of that, we have people who are here. Nobody as good as Tom. I hope nobody else is listening as I tell it. Tom Kreidler is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, has a fantabulous website, moneypit.com, all kinds of services that help the listeners, help people who pay attention, help people who have questions. For example, our listener Elizabeth has sent a story in here. She says, we built our three-bedroom cape as a young family, but now the children are grown, I don't need a tub. We only have one full bath, so I'm wondering if replacing the tub with a shower would impact the home value. I guess that's a good question for you, Tommy, I would say, right up your alley.
I think it is a good question, and I think the answer is probably yes. If you want to, if you have a bathroom that already has a tub in it, and let's say you have a second one that you can replace one of the tubs with a shower, then I think you're okay. But I think not having any tub could have an effect. I mean, especially if it's an area where young families are moving in, you need a tub for the kids. I think we use a tub more for bathing children than we do for bathing ourselves.
I like taking a bath, though. I like a hot bath.
I don't think that a lot of people, I think if you look at the average home buying family, that they're going to like to have at least one tub in the house, even if they don't like that much. So that's why I think it might, in this particular case. The one thing that you could do, Elizabeth, is seek out a local real estate agent who sells homes in those communities and see what buyers are asking for. You're not going to be the first one that's faced with this challenge, but my gut tells me that you probably will somewhat limit your opportunities to sell. Now, I'm not saying you won't be able to sell the house or you won't be able to get full price for it, but I think it limits the number of families that may be interested in it.
Really? All right, so there's that bit of advice. Lots of different ways, by the way, to get advice. Go to MoneyPit.com. You can subscribe to their podcasts as well. So between the website, the podcast, and the program itself, which is available on iTunes and Spotify and you name it, it's the same place you can get our podcasts, you have the ability to connect with Tom and Leslie Segretti. 888-MONEYPIT is the phone number. Call that anytime. Adam did. He said he just completed a huge renovation in his kitchen and his living room.
Yep.
The problem he has now, Tommy, is that he's left with the original baseboard radiators, which don't match the rest of the outlook. Got covers? I have covers on my radiators at the house in Massachusetts. It's pretty easy to find them, aren't they?
Well, it depends. He has baseboard radiators, though, and I'm... The fact that he says they don't match, I mean, they're still putting baseboard radiators in today, so I don't know, you know, what standard he's applying there. If you had steam radiators or hot water radiators, yeah, they do have a dated look to them, but the flip side of this is there's nothing better than hot water heat. So you should learn to love this. Now, there are covers available for... Learn to love it, yeah. Full-size radiators as well as baseboard radiators, there are wood covers available. The thing, though, is you need to make sure that they have that they're fully vented. I've seen a lot of covers, Doug, that you know are almost like cages, where I think they impact the convection. Remember, the radiator works by taking the cool air that falls to the floor, it hits the exterior wall, and then it starts to rush up against the radiator as it's heated and circulates. So if you're going to have a lot of obstruction on those covers, that's definitely going to limit the effectiveness of those radiators, which means they're going to run longer to satisfy the thermostat, whatever you set it at, and that's going to end up costing you more money. So they've got to be pretty open if that's the case.
Yeah. All right. Jack in California has a house that's 105 years old. Nobody's living there right now in this house on his property. What would be the best way to put the house in storage mode? Now, that's a very interesting. Put the house in mothballs.
Store the house. Yeah. Well, look, I don't think you can turn the heat off all the way, Jack, because if you do, you'll see you get a lot of expansion and contraction. You'll get wallpaper that'll peel off. You'll get moisture, and you can get mold growth. So I would leave the heat on no lower than about 60. You certainly would turn the water off. You would drain the pipes as much as possible. You could put antifreeze into the toilets where water is sitting like in the traps. And you definitely should have some minimal amount of lighting on. It doesn't cost that much to operate, but you can't 100% shut down the house because I think bad things will happen.
Yeah, that's peeling. I noticed in wintertime when I go away, I leave the heat down, the peeling. You remember, I think I asked you about that. I wondered where the peeling was coming from on the ceiling. And that's what it is, keeping it cool. All right, more expertise, Money Pit, a lot of solutions for home problems. 888-MONEY-PIT, number to call, leave the message, and they'll get back to you. Tom Kreidler is the co-host here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.